Hey, right now it is time to check in with my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy. The most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. It's getting real on the show. My wife, Joy, joins me this morning. Hey, babe.
Good morning.
Everybody's leaving the show. They're packing up and getting out of there, babe.
Yeah, they are having a hard time dealing on this season. I've never seen it happen like this. Like, every now and then you'll get one, you know, that leaves, but it's been multiple already, so pretty interesting.
It's almost like they are saying, oh boy, this is getting really real. I don't know if I'm going to be engaged to this guy or not.
Yeah, I think the ones that leave are the ones that are used to being the center of attention, and they're not, they can't handle not being the center of attention. Everyone else is getting more attention than them, and they can't deal.
I'm trying to think who all went home last night, because it was five people total. It was to be continued. He sent two home in Thailand, which was the gal from Miami and Onika, if I said her name right. So they went home.
Yeah.
After that, they get going to Vietnam, and it's a pretty country. Two people said, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. Or we had Sydney go home on her own accord, right?
Yep. Sydney said she couldn't do it. That she could tell that there just wasn't a connection between them. So she left. And then Demi went to his room and told him that she was falling in love. And so he sent her packing, which I was so excited about. I'm glad that he saw the red flags there. So that was good.
There's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this. I can't sit here and, after hearing that tonight, and put you through a ceremony.
I think all of the country that watches the show was kind of applauding when he said, Demi, go home. Your mom just got out of prison. You know, take care of her. And now she's going to go do that deal right there, which is good. You know, they can reconnect.
Yes.
At the very end, I forgot who didn't get a rose, but what were some of the highlights that you noticed last night, Joy, that kind of stuck out with you there when they were in Vietnam?
Well, he had a one-on-one date with Hannah G, the little bitty girl that looks like she's about 10, and they have a real physical connection.
Yeah.
It's like a real good physical connection, but like some of the girls said, I just don't know if there's more layers to her. The way she talks, you can tell she's young. So I just don't see that going anywhere. He had a one-on-one with Kirpa, which was a really great date. They're kind of moving at a slower rate than everyone else, but there's still, you know, there's still something between them. So he kept her.
Yeah.
So I was excited about that because I do like Kirpa. I think she's one of the more normal ones.
Yeah, we're always looking for normal. That's always a good thing.
Yes.
I just want to fast forward real quick because we saw a preview for next week, and your gal, Cassie, looks like she's being sent home, Joy.
She is not going home. I refuse to believe that. They always make it look like that, and it never is. I did panic a little, I'm not going to lie. But I think she's going to pull through. I still think she's going all the way.
Why do you think this is about him jumping over the fence? He's like getting all mad and crying, then he just runs away and jumps over the fence. He's just getting scared.
Probably more drama with the girls, I'd say. That's what I think, but who knows?
Well, anytime you take 25 girls over to a foreign country and you have to date them, that's a pretty tough assignment.
Yeah, there's going to be some drama. That's for sure.
So let me ask you this. Everybody wants to know, you still going with Cassie in this thing?
I'm still going with Cassie.
Even though she was in the back of a car crying.
Yep, it's staged. They just made it look like that.
There it is, the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. Hey, Nurse Joy, thank you so much, and I love you, babe.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
There you go, our recap here today. It looks like Cassie's still my wife's favorite in this deal, even though she was crying in the back of a car. We'll see what happens on the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, ABC's The Bachelor. Some things you need to know on the way in less than 10 minutes.